gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
Microphone check. What up, commentarians? We are back. We took a little break. Back with episode 8. Lot going on in the world right now, so we had to fall back. Crew, what up? What up? Introduce yourself. Say hello.
Let's take it. The one and only Harlem B.
Rashad is
going on. What's going on, y'all? I'm in the background today. No, I'm not on this one this week. Harlow kicked me out, so
that's sure did.
Why are you getting that?
Because he was out of control on the last episode. He had too much to say about Mariah Carey. Too much.
And we're doing Mariah. Was it Mariah versus Janet? Is that showdown?
Yeah, we're gonna bring that back. We're gonna bring that back.
Mariah win that all day. Sorry.
That's all good. Well, I'm gonna have my guns ready. Is your guns gonna be ready, Harlan?
I'm ready right now, but
we'll wait. If it's a dance off, Janet got it. So, I used to want to be in a Rhythm Nation video when I was little. So
that's what I'm saying. What video you want to be in, Mariah Carey? None of them.
Vision of Love.
Don't forget about us.
Yeah.
I'm a dance.
Only one I want to be is Honey, because that's when I me and the homies, I was like, man, all the dudes on Bad Boy messing with her.
Yeah. She was looking. Right, and Honey, bro, she was looking.
Mm-hmm.
She had on the little leather tarp swimsuit. Yeah.
Yep.
Doing too much.
I'm with it. Hey, she was looking nice. I mean, you know, I understand why Nick did that.
Let's move it right along.
All right.
Oh boy.
we were having a pretty intense conversation a few moments ago. So you all, actually my internet has been messing up bad at the crib, so I'm calling Charter tomorrow because this is two episodes in a row my internet been messing up. Charter, cut me a check immediately or send me a router, do one of the two. But we're gonna talk today about the separation and disparities between our Black men and women. This was inspired for the most part by myself, given a personal situation I'm going through. I'm not going to elaborate on that today. That's going to be for another time when I'm going to just kind of put that in a story form or make a series out of it or something, because y'all are going to love this. This is going to be the young and the rest of this right here. We were having a talk and a lot of numbers came up, and I hit the group today and I told them that, you know, through this I've realized that I used to be a misogynist fuck ass dude. Black women, y'all are superheroes, man. Y'all doing your thing, and I applaud. I do. Not that you need my validation or anything like that, but. Y'all getting it on right now. You all are getting it on, and y'all holding it down. Always have. And I'm just gonna throw an example out there right now. I on Facebook in one of the groups I'm in today. I think Daryl, you were in there too, bro. They were talking about Dr. Dre, and his wife Nicole and their divorce.
Yeah.
And the prenup that's not the prenup. Yeah. So it was a comment thread in there for me that I was, you know, discussing with a guy. I don't know him, but me and him kind of always end up locking horns, you know, respectfully, of course. And he kind of got on that, you know, bitch, you wasn't shooting with me in the gym type deal, right? So Dre and Nicole been married for, what, 20 years, two decades, easily?
Uh-oh, here I come.
I think... He's back.
Look, he's back. You got it.
Oh, she just dropped out.
Oh,
Hey, that was like a movie though, wasn't it? Like when somebody come in, they be like, I'm out.
I was her face is gonna tell you the next.
Yeah, if y'all not watching this on video, you gotta watch your video to see this on the YouTube page.
Oh man. So I hit the and rest in peace to Kobe Bryant, but Kobe got jammed up, right? And he decided to keep Vanessa. Right? You know, that kind of seems to be the thing, dude. You know, Hollywood is like fucking high school anyway. But Dre, I think we gonna be in for an interesting fight. I think he's gonna ultimately settle. I think that's what's gonna be the outcome. Personally, I think this is gonna be the outcome. But
she's a lawyer, right?
She's an attorney.
Yeah, she's a lawyer. Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Yeah, she's an attorney.
So she knows what she's doing already. She's probably been prepping this about at least 2 years.
Oh yeah, she definitely planned this out. She didn't just wake up one day.
Probably about 10, because you know, you take the amount of time you've been together and you cut it in half, and that's how long you've been breaking up. So,
is that really the that's kind of the theory? Wow, I didn't know that. I wonder what stage I'm in right now.
You plan on breaking up?
No, I don't plan on it, but I mean, I'm sure they didn't either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, they claim, they say, let me jump back in here real quick. Harlan, you can go off if you want to. they claim, they say that if you're breaking up, they said that you spend, I think, 40% of the time you're in a relationship actually breaking up. That's what therapists say. Sheesh. Yeah, 40% of the relationship, if y'all do break up, you're breaking up for 40% of the relationship.
That's 40% of trash time that you
right. So never
get back. I would agree. I would 100% agree with that, because, yeah.
Yeah. So if y'all break up after a year, basically 6 months, y'all will only be good for 6-7 months.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, that makes sense, though. I mean, that totally makes sense,
though, right? If you're staying, but they're saying because you're going. But they're saying that, like, you're going through so many. If you're not able to bounce back from it, you're going to be hampered by that 40%.
Wow. Okay. Well, sheesh. Before I dive into my thought on Dre and Nicole, what are you all thinking right now? How you all feeling? I mean, you know, we're the public just like everybody else, but how are you? What's your perspective on it?
Go ahead, Rashad. I'll wait.
No! talk about Dre, right?
Yeah, we talk Dre, Nicole, man. I mean, you know, we talk straight out of Compton.
I'm going to say something. I know this is going to be very unpopular in niggerdom, but I've never been married, so I don't even know if my opinion, I don't know, man. Like, on the outside looking in, I could say, you know, team prenup, but, you know.
Definitely team prenup, yeah.
You know, come to the table, you know, I ain't going to even go there, but yeah, but I've never been married, so I'm here to learn just like everybody else. Well, who hasn't?
Likewise. Yeah. B, tell us about your prenup.
Who had a prenup?
What you married?
Tell us the prenup.
Let me tell you something. I'm never going to be anybody's ex-wife, okay? So you're still married and living our separate best lives. Let's just be clear on that. However, my motto is sometimes you just have to leave with what you came with. I don't know. I do believe in prenups, and I definitely think that she's entitled to something. But I don't feel like she's entitled to what she was asking for. Which I can't, I just feel like that was just like an ash. you know, whatever. But I definitely think that she's probably going to try to fight the prenup because she said, what did she say? It was tore it up in front of her to prove his love or the case may be, which is perfectly fine. But it's still illegal.
Hold on, but that doesn't mean anything if it's filed in the court, right? If it's filed somewhere, that doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Nope. Yeah. It was signed. I'm sure it was signed and notarized in front of whoever it needed to be signed and notarized in front of. So it's a legally binding document. She should know that.
Mm-hmm. Dre's net worth is 800 mil, by the way.
And she wants 400.
Mm. I mean, Juanita got it. And Jordan came back even better.
And Jeff Bezos' wife, what did she get, 26 billion?
Yep.
He came back even harder. So as the old
place. He came back harder, bro.
He did, didn't he not?
Yeah, hey, richest man in the world. Hey,
as the old men say, you know, and I'm sure the women say the same thing too. Sometimes you just gotta pay to let them go and just keep it moving, and don't even fight it. Just keep it going.
She walked away with 38 billion. 38 billion is what she walked away with.
But she was he was selling books out the garage and stuff though too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but so that takes me to my point, right? So Nicole has been with Dre easily 2 decades.
But he was already a made person when they got together, right?
Yes and no, we can say this, right? He held death row on his back. But he left death row on not great terms. And I think they went through like some kind of legal thing to kind of get him his bread, but he went and started Aftermath. Dre didn't really get cracking until M. So that's when he started kind of getting like that to that bread. And that was kind of the only executive producer record label mogul tip. So to that, I say this, right? We look at Dre the superstar, the mogul, the businessman. Nicole, they got kids. She was at the crib. She was holding it down. When Dre had to go out of town, do whatever, she was picking up, dropping off. We're assuming. But those things matter and they count, right? Because Dre probably wouldn't have been able to do all of those things if not for his wife. That's not to say that she was sharpening them up, polishing them up, but you know, and people thought, well, he could have got a nanny to do that. He could have got family. We don't know that. The point is, he has still a wife.
Right.
He's been there for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, can you put an amount on that? Half is a lot. 400 mil is a lot, in my opinion, but can you put a dollar amount on it? Like the woman that raised your kids, that held it down, that enabled you to be able to go sit in Japan or wherever you went, Silicon Valley, and talk to these, you know, corporation heads and CEOs. Like
you can't put a price tag on all of the things that she did, all of the things that she sacrificed as a wife. However, I feel like when you go into certain situations, you know what you're going into it with. The person mm-hmm. knows what mm-hmm. they're coming into it with. And ultimately what a prenup does is place a value on you. It gives you certain mm-hmm. stipulations or whatever.
Absolutely.
And some people's prenups are like, you're going to leave what you came with. So if that's a hefty bag full of your clothes, you're going to find a bag full of your clothes. So we don't know the term of previous.
Well, they weren't even worth it at that time, so he wasn't even worth it.
Right, so it could be pennies, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel like she's deserved something as a wife who has spent 20 years of her life being a wife, a mother, a backbone, a shadow, whatever the case right. may be. Mm-hmm. But $400 million is a lot.
Like I said, I've never been married. That's one thing, like the marriage conversation and prenup and all that, I kind of shy away mm-hmm. from. But I've heard, you know, my sister's been married for over 20 years, and I talked to her, and she said, you know, she'll tell me, like, at the end of the day, I mean, it's love and stuff involved, but it's a business deal.
Yeah, marriage is a business, for sure. Marriage is a business. For sure.
I won't go any further. You break that conversation was, but she just, it's a business deal. You know, when you get past the love and, you know, I don't know, man. I'm with y'all, though, like, being a mother, wife, so on and so forth, man, you know, just can't, you can't Willie Dynamite a brother. You can't just put out in the street.
You know what I'm saying? Right,
right. But, you know, if it's a prenup, is a prenup, you know? Yeah, I mean, you got, you even, how many cases have we heard about people who were going to get married, you know, like an NBA player or somebody, and he pull out their prenup, and she, you know, the woman straight up be like, I'm not going to marry you if you have me sign a prenup, you know.
Didn't that just happen to somebody? Who was that that just happened to?
It was an NBA player recently.
It was an NBA player, yes. Was it Steven Jackson or?
I think it was.
I stepped out for a second. So we talking about Steven Jackson? When he got that prenup at the, and she didn't sign and he didn't go down the aisle?
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
You talking about a national hero?
Yeah.
You talking about an all-American hero?
Hey,
Steven Jackson.
It was Steven Jackson. Yeah,
Steven Jackson. Hey, for any of those people, you have to hear him tell the story himself.
Yes,
we cannot do it any justice. That sounds real simple when we just stated that happened, but it's 35 minutes of a story that you all would enjoy.
Okay. It is.
It's on YouTube, man. Because he was like, I had to hit her friend off too afterwards. Yeah, I did. I mean, I paid like 40, 50 grand, 100 grand for this wedding. Somebody was going to be giving up something.
Hey, the story is classic, bro.
Hey, that game is boy, you be like, man, that game is dirty, bro.
But when it's about the bread, you know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, we were talking about Will and Jada.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
sorry for bringing that back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
The one thing I heard a few very in tune people say is like, hey, we can look at it how we look at it. And then there's a way people who have millions of dollars look at all that shit.
Right.
It's a business deal. You know what I'm saying?
It's a transaction. It's a
legacy. Actually, it deals with money because now, shit, that shit can either make them more money or it can lose them money, man. But money is, shit.
Yeah, man.
50 grand and Steve Jackson knew I'm hitting somebody off. And he knew that somebody would be like, yo, he got that paper.
Yeah.
It's a dirty game, man.
It's a dirty game. And like from both sides, men and women, it's just dirty. It's just.
Because look, this one thing people don't talk about. Well, I think we talked about it here. But you got some dudes that's going after them women with that paper.
Yeah. I should have married Adele, bro. So
yeah, with no prenup sign. Hey,
well, no prenup.
A lifestyle.
That he got a whole lot of money from her.
Came up. Mary J. Blige, ex-husband.
I was just gonna say, Kendall. He was dirty.
He was dirty. Your secretary.
Yeah, he was dirty for that.
Yeah. Was he really dirty? Because he gave up his career. I won't quit antagonizing Harlow. I'm going to antagonize him.
Because he didn't give up his career.
I'm just being antagonistic. I'm being. I know. I get it. I'm just being antagonistic.
Would Mary be Mary? Like we know that Mary was, you know, on a certain level or whatever when they got married or whatever.
She definitely would be married. She was married before she got married.
She had a song that said she was married.
I'm just married.
She got married before she was married. Like, you got to keep in mind, like, Mary wasn't a rookie when she ended up with Kendall. So I really don't feel like he made her at all. He wasn't deserving of what he was asking for.
Okay.
Period.
So did Jay-Z make? No, I'm playing. Let me stop. Look, they gonna be in. got us out of here for real.
Yeah.
I will say that before Jay, there was Beyonce and then there was B. I will say that. And I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone.
I want you to expound upon that, man.
Did they make Jay?
So I'll say this, bro. So it was still Destiny's Child when Jay and B was still kicking it. Well, when they started kicking it, it was still Destiny's Child at that time, right? Mm-hmm. They were like singing together. I remember they came to a club here one time. They went to Club Rio and they were together. And everybody's like, "Bro, why is Jay-Z here?" Like, he was with Beyonce. We didn't really know that until like later on, but
right.
But people don't, bro. Her first kind of out the box Beyonce single was "Crazy in Love," bro. Who's featured on that track?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the dance and the B and all that's when that came. Now, I'm not saying because black women are going to say you are minimizing her accomplishments and she worked hard enough. We are in agreement on that. We are in agreement. However, Jay was that guy at the time and he was putting people on. And, you know, she came out of the bell-bottom jeans and the sparkly heels and the cowboy hats. And she became B, Super Bowl B.
What? Yeah.
You know, drop an album at midnight B. Yeah. And I'm not saying, now, like I said, I'm not, black women, I love you. I am not making Jay accountable for her success. I am not saying that. Don't come in my Twitter, in my inbox.
Are they going to come for you? You're
going to
get us
killed. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying, and if you want to have that argument with me, I'll simply pull up another name, Rihanna. Mm. So I can have this argument all day. I'm not saying that Jay is responsible for either of their success. But in the same breath, you all will tell me, well, Jay put on this person. It wouldn't be no Beanie Siegel. It wouldn't be no Memphis Bleak. It wouldn't be no Kanye. So he's responsible for them, but not them, is what y'all telling me? Because I had this argument all the time. I do. You can't have your cake and eat it too on this one. Either people are individually accountable for their success, or people, you know, contribute. And Jay has been a contributor to a lot of people's success. Contributor, not responsible, contributor.
No doubt. But to me, it just seemed like Bay. I guess that's the name we got to say so we don't get flamed.
Bay. Bay.
Bay.
Bay say.
But, you know, she was like popping. I think that she exposed, and I don't know who did what for who, but one thing I can say is it seems as if she exposed Jay to a crowd he wouldn't have reached.
Yes, absolutely. I 110% yeah, for sure. agree with you.
For sure.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. She did that. Yes. I mean, because B was, you know, doing, when she was doing Pepsi and the Pink Panther movie, she started doing acting, Cadillac Records, all like that's real.
Yeah,
I'm strictly speaking musically though, like, but that music was her catapult.
Yeah. Because she should have stuck with music.
Yeah,
now you gonna get us kicked out.
she's not a good actress, man. It's
hey, that is kind of like that nope. That is kind of common, like you're all like, yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave that alone because, you know, I troll Beyonce a lot. I've met her on a couple of different occasions. Great person. She probably doesn't remember, and that's perfectly okay with me. But, you know, she's doing her thing, man. You know, stop hating on Beyonce. I don't understand how people do that. Stop hating on her. Stop.
Anyway, y'all hate on Mariah Carey, but moving right along so we can.
Nobody hated on Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's range, everything. I'm with it. However, I'm playing.
Thank you.
So I'm going to jump on in. Quick segue here. We were having a discussion prior to us getting on because we went a minute on that. It got interesting. I'm gonna call this episode Money, Power, Respect. And it's going to be an ode to the differences and just the separation between black men and black women. I chose the title Money, Power, Respect because if you remember the song, The Locks with Lil' Kim, when it first jumped on, Lil' Kim on her talking her shit. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the respect, what you need in life, and it rolled, right? So I've been talking to a lot of friends, family members, and just probably random people in Facebook groups. The separation between us has become kind of a big thing for me. I've definitely become passionate about it. Almost to the point that I not even almost, I'm doing a lot of research to see what happened and why. I've had some discussions and debates with people that a lot of people will not agree with, but I've learned that they are statistically true in both directions, right? I'm just going to put this part out there. I'm just going to just come with this heater real quick. Black women, I'm going to say some numbers here. And I'm going to get into my thought. But you all are doing your thing. You all are doing your thing. 57% of you all that step onto the campus of an institute of higher learning are walking off with some form of degree certification. That's in comparison to 52% of black men that walk on that same campus will not return after their freshman year. Okay, so 57% of you all are graduating after 4 years, or after your program, I should say, in comparison to 52% of black men that will not even return after their freshman year. We're gonna talk about some reasons why that may be. The number one group of entrepreneurs in the United States right now, take a guess, black women. And entrepreneurs, you know, I don't give a damn, I was telling them, I don't give a damn if you are selling furry flip-flops off your IG. I don't care. That's your hustle, that's your business. If you're selling lashes, if you're selling cakes, or if you have a full-fledged consulting business with a product and services, kudos to you. You are doing your damn thing. We need you. We love you. Keep it up. Black women are graduating from institutes of higher learning at a ratio of 18 to 1 to black men. 18 to 1. So for every 18 black women that graduate from an institute of higher learning, only one black man with a degree will walk off of that same campus. Now, that number doesn't correlate with anything else. We're not going to get into the whole jail discussion and none of that, because none of that's relevant right now. It is definitely something that needs to be discussed, but for the purpose of this conversation, it's not relevant right now. So I said that to say this, black women, you are doing your thing. You're doing your damn thing. Now, I have a lot of discussions with my homegirls, and they say, Alan, your boys, the black men, y'all don't do right. Y'all won't do this. Y'all won't do that. I'm tired of being the breadwinner. I'm this, and this. In the United States, 67% of black women on their taxes report as head of household. 67% of black women report as head of household. Now, we can get into a whole debate on what head of household means to you. I don't give a damn. We're going by what black and white paper says. If you filed your damn taxes single as head of household, that's what it is. Okay? We're going to leave it there. All right? Like, argue with your mama.
Cool.
So like I said, hey, listen, hey, this is like 3 weeks going now. I've been really passionate about this. Like, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why are black men and black women so, like, the comments on Facebook, the conversations you have, just, it's insane, right? So I said that to say, you know, I have a discussion with my friends, cousins, I have a younger sister. You know, black men won't treat me right. I'm tired of y'all. Da, 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 da. So let's take a look at those numbers. By the numbers, ladies, you're not even going to find a black man that has what you have. Now, we're not even talking about money yet. All right. We're not talking about money yet. But in this day and age, in this society, degrees help you get jobs. The higher you go up in that education system, it can help you get more money. That's not always the case these days, but it can help depending on what you do. But it's only one of me for 18 of y'all that are doing that. By the numbers, it will not add up. Okay? It won't add up. Let me take a breather. I'm talking a lot. Y'all can jump in anytime. I'm just trying to get these numbers out real quick because we're ready to go ham. B, I'm going to direct this question at you. And it's going to be more so of a personal experience type deal. And you can throw in maybe a situation with friends, whoever. I don't care. What has been your experience? And I want you to be very transparent, very candid. What has been your experience with black men? And I'm talking about the black men that we're strictly speaking of right now, not the
rappers.
Hey, low key, these rappers educated too. They just be tricking our kids.
They are. So I actually, I'm like 50-50. I have had the opportunity to date and just even be in, you know, connection with men who are either who do have what I have or more. That's just what it is. But I've also encountered and chosen the lesser. The ones who maybe are not at all college educated, or as you said, have gone through their freshman year, but did not return after that, or even second semester of their freshman year. They chose a different route, a different alternative. And I found that it is extremely hard for some of them who are trying to be on the straight and narrow, if you know what I mean, without me having to say what I really need to say. It's difficult for them to really be the breadwinner. So, yeah, I still am, you know, like, well, I haven't lived with a bunch of men, but yeah, so like, you don't have what I have. So I'm typically like the breadwinner a little bit. I know a lot of women who kind of marry down than what they're really worth. Just, I don't know if it's the feeling of feeling superior or what.
You could,
I know, like, the way that I was raised. So when my grandmother met my grandfather, she was in school, she was working full time, she was recently divorced, she was taking care of her five kids by herself. But my grandfather came in and told her, I got this. Like, you know, he didn't go to college, but he was in the Navy. He worked for the government, you know, all of these things. He was also retired because he was old my entire life. But that, so like the way that I was raised, I don't want to be the head of household. Yes, I want to be successful, but I don't fucking want to be the head of household. This 50-50 splitting bills shit, that's not how I was raised. I was raised a little bit different from that. So I get it. But then you also have women who I have friends who would rather be single than deal with a man who's not on their level, and then complain when they can't find somebody who's black, successful, makes more than them, or makes as much as they do. Then it's a problem. So it's kind of like, well, what you want to do? And they'll choose to stay single and still be head of household. Yeah.
This is a heavy, heavy episode right here. I feel like we don't have to have a continuation of this one at some point.
Because I don't know a woman who wants to struggle, and I damn sure don't know any women who want to struggle with somebody. There's no way, and I've said this before, I think I said it on Facebook, I think we've talked about it before. There's no way that I'm going to get up and go to work every day or do this or pay somebody to come cut my grass and landscape, and my man is laying up unemployed. What you doing, bro? I'm breaking my back to, yeah. So, no, thank you. And I think that's a choice that a lot of women make just to say that they have somebody.
Well, maybe it'll break your back later, though. You know, even trade.
No, nigga, go cut the grass. I'm not going to use my hard-earned money to pay for these things. And you know, but a lot of Black women, because the dating pool seems to be so shallow, they will go and just get somebody who's lesser just to say that they have somebody.
Okay.
They complain about it on Facebook.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but no, I think I'm that
listening. I'm listening.
I think, yeah, she hit a couple of things, right? Reoccurring theme I heard was the lessers. Somebody has the lesser, or I have friends that have this. No diss, no personal attack whatsoever. But I heard that reoccurring theme. So now we're getting into the money, power, respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something interesting that B said was, I wasn't raised that 50-50. I wasn't raised like that, right? So now you have
I want to pop in real quick. Brent, Harley, you can cut off because you're going to probably cut off when I talk real quick. So go ahead and get yourself off the screen now before I say something.
I love that picture. Love that picture, man.
There is one thing that I've been thinking, like, and this is just an observation. It may be true, maybe not. I think that some women have the privilege to be able to choose higher class men because of societal confines than other women. Just like men that have more financial bases or other things mm-hmm. that can choose around those things. I think when we're talking about this, we're talking about I don't mean middle class and meaning like you are middle class, but I'm talking about you're the average person. Because the people that are at the top end and the low end, they normally don't have too many problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if you're a crackhead, ain't too fine hard to find you another crackhead to be with.
Crackhead.
but if you're a dude that has a whole bunch of money, you can find a pretty girl, a real attractive woman, ain't gonna have no problem following no dude.
Yeah,
that's real.
It's that 70% in the middle. I mean, well, I say 60% in the middle. That 20 on either end, they good. Mm. I'm back out.
Hey. I think that so. My thought was catch back up. Oh, so we were talking about, you know, B said I was raised like this. A 50-50 ain't gonna cut it. You have Black men and women coming from completely different backgrounds, different households, different ways of seeing things that are now coming together and having to put two ideals as one, right? And the truth of the matter is, you know, it was easy for granddaddy to take care of the house when milk was $1 a gallon. You know what I'm saying? It was simple when eggs by the carton was $1.75, like that was easy. It wasn't no Whole Foods. You went down the street to the farmer's market or wherever, like, it was easy. Cost of living, gas was cheaper, cars were cheaper, everything. I'm not going to say cheaper, but not as expensive, right?
And one thing, too, and I know this is going to sting a little bit, but wasn't as many options as far as picking people.
Real talk.
Yeah, granddaddy's had two families.
I'm just saying, generally speaking, it wasn't a gang of options.
No, I'm back.
D-back. It wasn't a gang of options.
But granddaddy had two families.
No, he had two families because he was that dude in the town.
Yeah.
And that the other dude named Roscoe that worked at the gas station didn't have two families. It's the dude that was the foreman at the plant that was running things. He had the two families, not Roscoe that was pumping your gas. Just let's keep that, let's keep that 100 with that. The game has never changed with that.
By definition, now we're not talking about who did what for who and whatever. We just talk about options, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So that means he.
But no. But my point, I'm agreeing with you saying. I'm saying financially he would have more options then, but now everybody does because of technology.
No, but that's a good point. But what I'm saying is technology, but you got people who got five baby mamas. That's five families. That's a mentality. That's
And they're nine times out of ten not taking care of any of them.
Yeah, but the point is it taking, is it you just got families or is it, are you taking care of these families?
That's the thing. So like when a man has options and all he does is make babies, they don't consider that to be their families. They consider that child to be their family.
Yeah.
This is the mentality these days. That's
a family though.
No, I feel like as a baby mama, you can call your baby daddy. Now, this is not true for all.
Right.
This is true for some. They can call their baby daddy and say what their child needs. But okay. If she was to say that I'm homeless or I'm about to be homeless, we need to come stay with you for a little while, they're going to say, my kid can come stay. You got to figure out what you're going to do. That's not them.
It might not be. The dude might have, he might have a rotation. I'm just saying.
I'm being
super technical. That's what I'm saying.
I'm enjoying this.
Speculation. I'm just.
And then that's why there's child support.
Yeah.
That's why there's child support.
Right.
And that's why, unfortunately, so many baby mama, baby daddy situations and people who didn't sign up to co-parent but signed up to be a family have to go to the court to chit-chat about getting the white man, the judge, the government involved in their situation. Because I know, me personally, I didn't sign up to be a co-parent.
Right.
I signed up to be a family. Yet here we are, co-parenting. So, you know, it's all about choices. It's all about who you choose.
I agree with you 100%.
So in all actuality, yes, men have choices.
Women do.
But women have better choices. Women have better choices.
Ooh.
You gotta elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Because now we're kind of getting into a value game.
I'm back again. I actually agree with her.
Break it.
But I think those choices change as age changes. One.
Yes.
That's one.
I agree.
But also, you're talking about those choices change. It is so many different factors in those choices.
So many variables.
But in general, woman definitely has a choice. So any dude that thinks that they choosing a woman is
they crazy. Exactly.
Yeah, even
it is. We choosing.
Yeah, y'all definitely choosing, you know.
That kind of conflicts with the 70%, 30%, what were you saying? Like you got the percent.
The 60% in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, no. Even the dudes at the top 20 still getting chosen by the other top 20% women. Like, that, because the woman still has to choose. A woman still has to choose you.
Yeah.
I mean, and real talk, most of the time, seven out of 10 times, us dudes will take what, and really we in the pond that we in. So it's like, whatever's kind of choosing us, and it's like, okay, these are the ones that like me. This is what I'm going to kind of swim around in. You know, whatever's choosing us is what we going to choose.
That's,
It's basically whatever likes us.
I hear you. I cannot agree with that 100, but I hear.
But you got to think about it. Okay, have you ever seen? You'd be like, man, he only likes these type of girls. Those type of girls like him.
That's real. That's real.
That doesn't mean that he may want another kind of woman. Maybe not. But these women are choosing me. I'm gonna stick to the rivers and lakes that I'm used to.
Then let me just throw this curveball. Then if a woman is choosing a man, then do we really have a conversation about the man not being a man in these situations? Because he got chose. So therefore he's the
No. This is the thing, but this is the caveat in it, Rashad. We'll let like 5 women choose us. And that's the problem.
I ain't touching
that's now. Why you're not invited to this show.
No. I'm saying that I'm just saying that's about you was cool when I was riding with you. Now all of a sudden,
right?
I throw out some craziness. Then you ain't rocking with me. But no, serious though. In all seriousness though, women definitely choose, but men, it's so weird. It's just so many different dynamics of relationship, man. It goes back and forth. But I think initially a woman chooses a man. Now I don't. After they get into a relationship, that's a different thing.
And there are times where we choose potential.
100%. I've never heard of a dude choosing potential.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, men never. Don't choose potential.
Yeah.
Women do.
So men have you?
Potential. Say what?
I'm talking Rashad. Go ahead. You said Rashad.
I'm not putting my personal business out here.
Were you talking about me?
I'm just talking in general.
Oh.
One thing I say with the ladies, I believe and I respect that a woman will allow. You know what I mean? But as far as like choosing every time, all the time, that just doesn't resonate with me. It could be an ultimate truth. It just does not resonate with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But you're also talking about your older man though, Rashad. You older man though, you have more concept of your being as a man. Most men are just happy to be chosen.
Yeah, that's true. Especially
I'm talking about that 60% here, Rashad. That 60% of cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially by women who have a little bit of a statue. Mm-hmm. Like they definitely are okay with being chose by women who have a reputation for choosing.
Mm. Talk that talk.
Okay.
That was pretty heavy.
Talk that talk. Now see that I can get with. And what Daryl said.
You can't get close to her, but she's choosing me. She could have chose anybody else, yet she, you know, but me and it goes back to the ego. Like that.
But that goes to ego.
That's
what I'm saying. Me, so
because
me
I want to be doing this man like thing that. Better than you. Because if I got a bad chick, I'm doing this man thing better than you are, Rashad, better than you are, Alan. I'm doing this man thing better than you. I don't know about what you're doing around your parts, but you see who I'm rolling with. I'm doing this man thing way better.
But
than
that's the perception in a man's head that he chose.
But that's for a general basis man. We're not talking about anybody that can think it has a different concept of who they are. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, when I'm saying that the general person, we're talking about the general people that want general shit.
So can I get a little sci-fi real quick?
Go ahead. You can get metaphysical.
And it could be, hey, I'm old, I'm lame, whatever. But
I didn't say you was lame.
No, I'm just speaking in general. Now, come on, man. We're friends. Say those things behind my back. No. No, but seriously, man, and this is just with a little age, it gets to a point, and I tell this to brothers in particular. This is kind of the sir brotherhood talk, but we're going to let Harlem in on a little bit of it. You know.
I told y'all in the group chat I was a real nigga.
A real nigga, right on.
He did, that's bro. Very true.
That's all true, too.
So it's like this, man. You get older, you get a little wiser, and you recognize that you really can't fuck with nobody outside of who you are as a person. And so when you work on yourself as a person, my personal belief is that in any level you are in life, you're only going to be able to fuck with your reflection, fuck with people who are on your frequency, period. So as you better yourself, it's not about if I chose you, you chose me. It's just going to be a connect. And I think that happens at all levels. This is like removing the ego. You know what I'm saying? And just being on some straight up spiritual shit. But that's just me, man. Like, because when somebody say, oh, I chose you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I chose you. I chose you. I chose. Then it turns into like, for instance, if the woman's choosing a man, to me, it sounds like, okay, I chose you. I'm running the show. Nothing's wrong with that. But then I've heard some of the same people start to complain about this man that they chose who was supposed to have this choosing role.
So now, that's part of the disconnect.
See, Chris Rock had the best joke when you said, you ever seen your woman looking at you and just staring at you for no reason with like a little bit of disgust in their face? Because yep. Because you wasn't her first choice.
I could have been with that. By the person she wanted to get chosen by. That's all.
Yeah, look, I should have got with Lamar Odom from the Miami Heat. Like, you know, right. I had a chance and I blew it.
That's right. Why I say women also have a tendency to choose potential. Mm-hmm. We see possibly what you can be. And if I am of a certain caliber,
that's also a better bet though too. That's a different type of bet. That's like you going into a stock and saying, I'm gonna try to buy Amazon now. I mean, you know how much you have to put into an Amazon stock now? But if you bought Amazon 15 years ago, you in there. You know how much work you got to put into it for the Amazon stock after in this situation, that guy is at this level? You know how much work you're going to have to put into? How much bullshit?
What woman don't want a man that's already ready to go? Who wants to build it?
But what bullshit you going to put up with because of that?
I don't have the time.
But what bullshit may you put up with because of that?
Listen.
But we're not talking about raising nobody. You're doing something totally different.
I don't have time to build
something. I was going to bring that up tonight.
So, go ahead. What was you going to say? You said what now?
Raising people.
No, I'm not talking about raising people. That's different than what
you're saying. I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, you can have a woman that's of a certain caliber who cannot, who, as Rashad just said, is vibrating on a different frequency.
Yep.
So the person that she would choose is not available to her. They not choosing her, so to speak. So she is attracted to what she's attracted to, which could be this man's potential. He could be dusty working at Amazon warehouse, but she sees his potential. She listens to his business plan in his mind, and she's ready to build him. 9 times out of 10, by the time he gets to where he wants to be,
but you should never have to build a man. That's her first mistake. You should never have to build a man. Period. At all. Now, if he's already hustling, going on his own, you talking about building somebody, then that's not what you need to be doing. Why are you trying to build somebody? Now, if he's already building on his own and you jump on the train with him, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about buying a stock. The stock should already be going up.
That's where you have to look at. Like I said, you have women who will get with whoever.
But that's a bad. That's their self esteem though. That's their problem with their self esteem.
Listen, I ain't that.
But just like men with their ego when it comes to certain things, that's the same thing with the side with a woman. And that's her self-esteem, the fact that she, and keep it true, a part of her don't think she really deserves the dude that's at the higher level.
And
a part of her don't believe she deserves that.
You got women who are on that level who don't believe.
No. It's not exclusive. It's not exclusive of where you at on the hierarchy of money. I'm talking about your confidence of who you are and what you think you deserve.
We just established by the numbers that that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But the bad ones is always going to rise to the top.
The bad ones ain't always the cream either.
I'm not talking about the baddest ones that's doing their thing is always going to rise to the top. They always going to have somebody that's checking for them.
That's probably
I didn't say it would be. I didn't say it was always quality. Okay. I'm just saying that. But there's women that don't be like, nobody be checking for me at all. And I'd be like, really? It's something wrong.
Yeah, they're lying, bro. They're lying. Somebody's knocking the dust off that thing.
Right.
That's how somebody. I feel, because the pick of the litter is, bottom of the barrel. I need to vibrate higher.
And hear my previous statement.
I need to raise my elevation.
Yeah, somebody's knocking the dust off, okay? I don't want to hear that.
Don't even try it.
What did you say the dude you say you've been with for like 25 years?
She left again. Come on, man.
Yo. Don't
incriminate yourself. You have to answer no questions.
Say less. I am invoking my right to say less.
Say less.
The real is though, like all of the, we just said a lot, but all of these things are contributors to part of the separation. We ain't even really got deep yet. We ain't even got deep yet at all. We talking about, we strictly talking about relationships and where people are, men and women are in their lives. We just established that by the numbers where people are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now we're looking at a totally different dynamic. Okay, if I'm here and you here, now I have to either bring myself here, you got to bring yourself here for us to even connect and meet. And then if you do choose me, now I'm fussing fighting with you because you grew up in a household where your granddaddy paid everything. I can't pay everything. I can barely take care of my damn self right now. I'm trying to keep my Challenger. I'm trying to get a few little items. You know what I'm saying? I want to take you to.
I'm sorry. What's up? But just based on this conversation, and I mean, this is like an extremely general conversation. I dig it.
Extremely. Absolutely.
It's just like the Twilight Zone, right? But yep. In 2020, is love subjugated to status?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
When has it not been subjugated to status?
Yeah. Okay. I would say, yeah. Like,
when has it not been?
You have two cows. He only have a chicken. So I'm going to figure out a way to love this man. But the potential man for like love and a connection and all this bullshit people talk about could have been the man with the chicken, but you're going for the two cows. They're going to complain about it on.
I think people are way more in love. I think there's more love now than in the past. Honestly.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, shit.
Because it's more genuine now. Like somebody's, they're together. They are together for real. It ain't because like we just going to stay together because of the kids. We ain't going to stay together because of this and that. Everybody can go their own way.
Hey, yo, COVID, in my opinion, was a was an indicator of love.
Explain this to me.
Well, here's the thing, because we're talking about status. If you're here and you're here and this, that, now, when the whole fucking world shuts down and you can't do shit, everybody kind of, generally speaking, are on equal playing fields.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's kind of what you just said, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it's all equal. More, I mean, and real love shines through over time. You know what I'm saying? Like with something like this, with COVID, definitely. I'm definitely, I feel you.
But then again, hey, baby, I got 5 toilet tissues, or toilet rolls. You only got 2.
Yeah, they probably was also scamming together. Shit. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, man, damn.
I'm back to this whole reflection thing, and I know people run from that. You know, I just, I'm
so,
not self-control.
My question is another question. Mm-hmm. Back to the money, power, respect, right? So we've established money and power, right? We've established that. We've done it very broadly and generally. So we're going to touch on this respect because I think everybody's touched it at this point. Does the biggest piggy bank earn, is that just the respect? Is that you going to give me my respect or is that a mutual thing? Because I'll be real, I've been in situations where I ain't had it all. And you know, you get into it with your lady and she's like, oh, that's why this, and this. And the conversation get real crazy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
Like, the conversation get real crazy. And you sitting there like, okay, as a man,
You just gotta take it, man. You just gotta take it, man. it's no way you're gonna win that. There's no way you're gonna win that.
I mean, I don't even think, I'm with you on that, Daryl. You shouldn't even try to win it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fruitless argument. That like you just gotta let them rock out for whatever they feel like with that. Like,
once it's there.
But who has to tolerate disrespect?
Right.
That's where I was going.
Right.
Like, and I can say this because this is gonna be a very transparent moment for me. In my marriage, I was known to be extremely disrespectful because I was the head of household. I was the breadwinner at different points in the relationship. Because of how I was raised, I felt like this ain't right, and that gave me the green light to be disrespectful and to degrade him as a man, because to me, in my eyes, this not what I saw my granddaddy doing. This not what I saw my daddy doing before he passed away. this is not what I saw my stepdad doing.
Right.
You're supposed to be providing. So if you're not providing, then you're supposed to either be babysitting these kids or cleaning up the house or whatever the case may be. You don't get to go outside. You don't get to do whatever you want to do because you're not bringing no money in this house. That I felt like that gave me a pass to be disrespectful, and it did.
Question. Because you know I'm a fan of your transparency. Can I ask you, this is a serious question.
Yeah.
And I believe the answer is yes based on some of what you're saying. Did you, in retrospect, and you might have answered this question before, did you take responsibility or like, did you take ownership of the choice you made for, you know, like the marriage or whatnot?
I did because I married potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't marry on my caliber.
So you chose, right?
I chose.
Okay.
I did. Okay. So I knew what I was doing.
Yes, ma'am.
But I also felt like, oh, I can build and I can create what I want.
Mm.
So I thought I was making a Frankenstein.
So sometimes, can I ask you this? As a sister, sometimes do we choose an idea versus who the person really is?
Is that not choosing? Is that not choosing potential? That's what you think.
Okay.
But even still, even knowing that, that still doesn't give anybody the right, including myself, to be disrespectful.
At all. I thank you for saying that. That's gross.
Yeah. I had to learn that the hard way. So now, when I'm on the outside looking in and I see what's being done now, I commend you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I commend the lady that's behind you, that's pushing you to be great, because I wasn't it. Because I married an idea of a person and I disappointed myself. I think we as women, we do that quite often. I think men do it too.
I think people do
just that. Not in those same certain terms.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that, and it doesn't give anybody the right to be disrespectful just because you feel somebody is not on your level or not performing to your standards. But Black women do it a lot. We do it all the time. We are really bad at that.
I don't know if we have enough time to go into this on this show, but this
is part one, bro. This is part one.
Because we're getting somewhere. Because it's like this word that keeps flying around in my head, the word standard. And then it's like just the conversation of how are these standards, not just for Black women, but for Black men as well, these standards, how are they created? How are they formed?
I feel like it's taught, because you have people who, like me, I know what was instilled in me because I know what I saw. I watched my mom. I watched my grandmother, who was the epitome of what I feel a Black woman should be. So that's how I was raised. That's what I saw. But then you get with these other people, these men who were raised in single mother households.
Mm-hmm.
So what they may have seen growing up as a woman, you know, what a woman should be is very different, which creates the mother wound, which we could talk about later.
Right.
Then you have some women who have daddy wounds. You have some men who have daddy issues too. I said it in the text message. I became a real nigga because of my daddy wound, my daddy issues.
Right.
So I feel like our standards are created because it's what's taught, it's what's learned.
Right. So is it safe to say that even the standards that we've learned from, let's just say if it's from elders or what we saw before, is it safe to say that those standards may not actually be good for us in our life? Or do we have...
I would absolutely say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we need to...
Slowly driving a car somewhere. I'm just asking questions.
I think we need to stop it right there, bro.
Just kidding, man.
I think we need to stop it right there. And I think part two is going to be standards, bro. That's going to be part two. We're coming back at y'all with standards, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be some emails coming out of this one.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I just want to say this real quick. these are not, especially in these days and times, these are not easy at all conversations. Because when you start shaking people's standards up, when you tell a person, hey, those ideas may not actually even be your ideas. You may be programmed by something, or, you know, it could be television, it could be dysfunctional relationship, it could be all this shit. You got to shake it up to kind of get somewhere, to hit that growth mark. And growth can be violent.
It can be chaotic.
But, yeah.
We went all over the place, but, you know, my goal today was to get that conversation going, man, because this is going to go way beyond us.
Oh, yeah. Wait till they come. Everybody join the commentary discussion group. This is going to be this going to be on fire.
I'm so mad I'm not on Facebook right now.
Yeah. You on Facebook, Joe?
Oh, yeah, she took a breather.
Okay.
I'm off the grid. I'm grounding and elevating and trying to reach my next level of elevation.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, even though y'all thinking Harlem joking and all that stuff, when it comes to relationships, what if people actually did what she just said? In life, get to know who the fuck you are.
Yep.
Outside of these programs and daddy was messed up, whatever. Get to know who the fuck you are. And deal with your reflection. When I say that, people be mad. You corny nigga. Fuck that.
Daryl, get those out the camera. Like,
I kind of feel what you were doing. Yeah.
He was doing. He been doing it for like the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, folding up to my daughter Laundry. What's wrong with y'all? Hey, y'all look here, man. Y'all look.
That's the second prayer you flashed. Stop.
And nobody sees it. It's only on the person that's actually talking. So if I ain't talking, nobody else saw it. Nobody else knew until you said something.
I think that's admirable. Hey. That's a good quality, and you can choose because you fold laundry. Hey, baby, you don't fold laundry? I can't fuck with you.
Hey, real talk. Real talk.
I mean,
hey, that's important.
How deep down the rabbit hole y'all want to go? You know what I'm saying?
I think everybody should take a moment at some point in their lives to dig into their shadow and do their shadow work.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm
since you're not on Facebook, where can people harass you at?
The interrupted black girl on Instagram.
Okay.
All one word.
Yeah, I am. I am Allen. I am Allen Eye. My social media handles. Get with me, Shot.
I don't even know if I want to talk to y'all for real, man. Nah, I'm just kidding. Rashadism, RHASHADISM at IG, Facebook for now. And that about it.
The goal of today, my bad, D. My bad. You want to drop? They know where to find you at.
Yeah.
Lavender.
The goal of today was to get this conversation going. You know, I didn't know where it was gonna go.
Part two got to be next numbers, week unless something crazy happened next week. Yeah, part two next week.
Yeah, I think we need to beast this one out as far as we can go. So this might be a nice little chunk for a second.
Let's all go out soon to come out with a sex tape with him and Jada.
There you go. Oh man,
miss me with all that boy.
And that's part of the separation between black men and women too, low key.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We can go down the rabbit hole. I think we should.
You know what? I gotta give tonight the MVP goes to Harlem.
hold on. Before we even leave, you gotta do your say less moment.
I don't have one. I told you. I've literally been off.
Keep it low key.
Digging into my shadows, telling myself to say less when I want to say so much more.
There you go. Okay. That's a moment right there.
I got to say less. I got one. I want to say this to brothers. If you don't have your shit together, if you need to take some self-time, if you need to move, just have that solidarity, solitude in your life, man, to get your shit in order. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Get off that couch. Quit being the opinionated couch rider. Say less. Get your shit together. Stop fucking at a snail's pace in your mama house. Get your shit together. Then get back out.
Oh, man.
Grow up.
Yo.
Grow up. It's time to grow up, players.
Yep.
Commentary.
Listen, was that something about Bishop Lamont grow up?
Grow up.
Remember that song about Bishop Lamont? It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's like Bishop Lamont's like favorite best song. It's called Grow Up. If you look at it, it's about around 07, 08, Alan. They came out.
Yeah, I think so. Probably like 07-ish. Yeah.
Somebody, you remember them rims that AI put up on his page?
Bro.
You can't put them on your girlfriend Mazda and pick her up from work, nigga. Grow the fuck
up.
Hey,
them was legit on Facebook Market, bro. Like, legit on Facebook
you
Market.
You gotta ask her for V-Bucks, nigga. Grow up.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah,
commentary. Great.
Brothers, let's get it
intellectual.
Together. Let's get it together.
Black Versation.
I won't be back next week. Carla's gonna outlaw me. She's gonna try to make sure I get sick.
Carla, can Daryl come on the show without you disappearing?
It's cool. It's all good. It's all good. I actually enjoy going back and forth with Daryl, which I have for a very long time. So all good.
Just know, Ken, get that paper, Ken.
Get that paper. We need to check back in on Dre and Nicole too.
I wish they ain't gonna even be able to see this. Or
if they go to the YouTube,
yeah, they go to the YouTube. Okay. They will.
I'm sure Daryl will find the clip to be able to post this on the Instagram and stuff. So they'll see it.
Man,
bruh. Hey, yo, we are signing off. Y'all be peaceful. We'll be back. We won't take a long break this time around. So everybody's up to speed. We ready to go. Hey, Daryl, thank you, brother. Shout out to Matt. We need to get Matt in here, too, because we got to talk Instagram with Matt. And we still got to run over that. I told y'all we had to do that wedding that was outdoors a few weeks ago, and it was like 1,000 degrees outside.
Yeah, so we definitely got to talk about that. You need to put a pin in that, like, the Instagram only fans phenomenon. At some point after we do this series, this real serious series, I do want y'all to cover the only fans phenomenon of IG.
I'm with that.
Get it while you can.
Where do I sign up for that?
You go to your app store. Go to your app store.
So you gonna try to get on OnlyFans, Harlem?
Yeah. Feet pics sell like hotcakes.
Oh my god.
Wait till they be like, how about you put a dick in between those feet? That's just
those gonna be creeped out then.
Look, they only gonna do feet for so long. They only gonna do feet for so long, them cats be getting crazy, man.
You a dick kicker? The fuck?
Time to go.
But I'm just telling you, them cats they get that I'm saying them fetishes this. Don't jump into that pool is one of my whole point is.
I'd say stay out of it, man.
That's what I'm saying. Don't even jump in that pool.
Yeah. We can talk about it later.
I know a couple of chicks on there, man. They making it happen.
Okay. Slide me those OnlyFans.
Get it while you can. Shit. That shit about to be a wrap.
Yeah, it's a couple from the crib that got it cracking low-key.
Oh, yeah?
What do you mean it's going to be done? Rashad, what do you think? Before we sign up, what do you mean it's going to be done?
I just feel like it's going to be a fad to phase away, man.
Yeah, it will. It will. It will. Yeah.
I mean, shit, TikTok about out of here. So,
Microsoft trying to buy it.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you're right. You might have me there, bro. is it worth getting your feet fucked for $40? You know what I'm saying?
Like, Alan, take us out of here. Take us on out.
Hey, B, I'm gonna let you take us out today. B, I'm gonna let you. You take us out today, B. Take us out.
All right.
Kick us to the bridge. So we are the commentary crew. Black Versation? Is that what it is?
Intellectual
Black Versation. Yes, we will definitely be back with more on this situationship here. Peace.